Daybreak, Chapter 3, Ponyville. A crystal radio hissed with static in the darkness. A hoof reached out to adjust the frequency as much as was possible on the homemade device. A voice made itself heard from amidst the white noise. Princess Luna had this at the press conference this morning, a pony with a good radio voice and a better radio face said. It switched to the unmistakable and bellowing voice of the younger High Princess.
It is with a heavy heart that I lay those ponies to rest. However, their sacrifices are not in vain. I am most relieved to report that my sister, Princess Celestia, yet lives.
The scar itched on her cheek. The mare in the dark forced herself not to scratch it because that would only cause a great amount of pain. She knew the ways of old wounds. She knew the power of poison, and she feared poison. Poison went straight for the heart and shut it down.
Her injuries were heavy, but she heals well,
Luna continued.
Please join me in praying that her recovery is swifter still. She bids you all a warm greeting and is eager to return to her duties in short order.
It was the third time that they'd played that clip in the same day. Heavy, yet cheerful. Optimistic. Hopeful. Either deluded or distorted. Celestia, the scarred mare knew, was the princess with an outward appearance of happiness and a core of unmovable rock. Luna was the princess with an outward appearance of solemnity and an inner core of certain childlike qualities. Luna did not do well playing the part of her older sister. The mare fiddled with the radio, eliciting only a high-pitched whine. She switched the frequencies until she found a station playing slow, soft melodies through the static. A voice like silver bells joined in. A modern opera. It wasn't quite the same. The mare lifted a silver thermos and unscrewed the cap. She used it to measure out a couple millimeters of golden liquid, which she threw down her gullet with a grunt. Ambrosia burned on its way down. The healing properties of the breezy brewed beverage was, well, it was astonishing. Unbelievable. Miraculous. Deadly. She'd seen the effects of an overdose of ambrosia. She'd seen what happens when a pony ingests too much of a medicine that promotes rapid cellular growth. She'd seen the blood clots, the burst vessels, the fatal strokes. She'd seen a substance meant to heal become a poison. She checked beneath the bandages around her chest and wings. The broken bones had set. The burns had been eaten away by the regenerative properties of ambrosia. Still, that accursed scar itched. It was much the same for Equestria. What was meant to be healing salve had become a poison. One with the name of Princess. A poison that was respected, honored, and loved. She would fight poison with poison. She would go straight for the heart, and like any good poison, stop it cold. She shut her eyes, laid down on a ratty cot, and listened to the song. Karakara disembarked the train amid a cloud of steam. For a moment, she was back in Manhattan, a mare in a crowd, awash in a sea of color, sheltered by a curtain of noisy greetings and heartfelt goodbyes. Then the noise ended. The crowds dispersed, and she was alone. In Ponyville, the bustle only lasted as long as there was something to bustle about. Care buttoned her red plaid coat up to her neck and picked up her luggage. It rolled along beside her, its handle secure in her orange magical glow. The train station was close by the downtown market, fittingly enough, ready to catch the new arrival's eyes with shiny knickknacks and fresh food. An apple stand here, a basket weaver there, a bevy of gold bits and silver pieces changing hooves. And at the end of one particular row, a familiar face. Care pushed through the fairly sparse crowd, leaves crunching under her hooves. The stall sign held a picture of three crisp, crunchy carrots, bright orange and lush green. It was copied off of the curly orange mane proprietor's cutie mark. Care put a smile on her face and laid her forelegs on the stall's table.
Hi, Golden Harvest. Welcome to the harvest,
the mare said.
I was just about to close up, but there's always time for one more customer. What can I get you? I might have to grab some carrots another time.
Care chuckled as she presented her profile to Golden Harvest.
I just wanted to say hey to my favorite cousin.
Golden squinted at the mark that was very much like hers, except that Care's greens were connected.
Carrot Care? Is that you? I haven't seen you since the reunion! The one and only,
Care said.
So, how's the Ponyville branch of the Care Clan, Goldie? Oh, we're absolutely fine.
Golden Harvest swung her hoof.
good bunch this year. We've got a bundle of carrots and various other vegetables, if you don't mind me saying, ready to ship. Nowadays, I mostly just run the stall for fun.
Silence descended between the two once Golden Harvest finished. She cleared her throat.
So, how are things for the Manhattan carrots? Your farm was east of the city, right?
Care pursed her lips.
East of the city is the ocean, actually. We're a little north. Oh.
Golden scratched the back of her neck.
So, how are things up north? Good.
Carrot scrunched her nose.
I think. I've been doing a lot of guard work and I haven't been home much. Oh.
Golden Harvest's eyes lit up as she reached for the next conversation topic.
So, what do you guards think about the whole Celestia assassination thing?
Care cringed.
I was there. Oh. Wow.
Golden said.
So, what happened? Is the princess alright? I mean, every pony's heard Princess Luna on the radio, but I'm really not allowed to talk about it much.
Care shuffled her hooves.
But Celestia's gonna be just fine. I know she is. Oh.
Golden Harvest ducked beneath her stand and pulled out a couple carrots.
Hey, here's a little something on me. Cousin to cousin. I gotta close up shop before it gets late.
Care leaned over the stand and watched Golden gather up her baskets.
Do you need any help? Nah, I've got it.
Golden smiled and waved.
And hey, it was really neat seeing you. It just goes to show that when you're part of one of the largest Earth Pony families...
Her eyes jumped to Care's horn, then back down to her baskets.
One of the largest families in Equestria. You're never really alone.
Care gave a short sigh through her nose. She lifted the carrots into her luggage.
Yeah, never alone. Good stuff. You have a good stay in Ponyville, okay?
Golden Harvest called over her shoulder.
Maybe we can run into each other again.
Care rolled her eyes when Golden wasn't looking.
Yep, sounds like a plan. Good luck with the whole carrots thing. See ya!
Care Carrot moved on, her head hanging low. The back of her plaid coat pulled on her tight ponytail, drawing forth a low moan of frustration. She journeyed down another aisle, one that led closer to Ponyville's monolithic crystal castle. After a few paces, she let her mane fall loose. A passing glassworker's stand gave her opportunity to glance in a mirror. She arranged her mane so that it flowed over her shoulders. She moved it to one side. She pulled it all back and tucked it under her jacket. She sat down, scowled, and perused the other baubles on display.
Do you see something you like?
A white stallion said. He kept his hooves close together as he walked, as though he was afraid to do anything besides just inch forward. His shoulders were hunched, and his head was low. He gave her an almost smile.
Though I guess not.
Care gave his shop another glance. Her eyes landed on a ruffled reflection.
Not especially. It's probably time for a change, though.
His pink eyes squinted. He shivered as a chilled wind blew through the market.
That's been going around. Lots of ponies want to change, but don't always think ahead of the change.
Care snorted.
I was just talking about a mane cut.
Of course you were.
He turned to go into his little tent. He started to sort the mirrors and glasswork within.
You can keep looking right until I'm packed to go, just in case you find something worth keeping. I've gotta catch the 5 of 5 to Canterlot.
Care leaned over to look at him as he worked. His cutie mark was a 6-slice color wheel.
You live there, or are you just visiting?
I travel.
He wrapped some bowls in paper and laid them in a box.
Sometimes I stay, but mostly I travel.
He held a bleach white hoof out to her.
Blankety blank, at your service.
Nice to meet you.
Care said with a hoof bump.
Care to yours.
He shuffled to the four corners of his tent and pulled up stakes. He saved the mirror in front of her for last, which he eased onto the top of the pile of glasswork.
Maybe since we're both travelers, we'll see each other again. Could I convince you to buy something?
Not today, sorry.
Care shrugged.
I'm a little light on cash.
Another time then.
He lifted the tent bundle onto his back and rolled his case of glass behind him.
Take care, Captain. You too, Blank.
Care tugged at a lock of her mane. Her eyes opened wide as she spun around.
Captain? Wait, I never told him.
He had vanished. Care took a mental snapshot of every pony present. None of the features matched even a little. Many ponies carried tent bundles as they closed down shop, and dozens of luggage cases rolled along beside and behind ponies, including her own. Leaves swirled as the wind picked up.
Okay, nothing odd about that conversation,
she said with a leery smile.
Nothing odd at all. Spike!
Twilight's voice echoed off the crystalline walls.
I need a letter sent!
She sat on her throne in her castle. An incredibly bright, eye-searing castle, but it was home. Her friend's throne stood like sentinels, joined together in an open circle of friendship. The crystal seat should have been cold in the autumn weather, but it was heated from within by what she supposed were the fires of friendship, spoken in of the hearth-swarming carol. The cloud of pens surrounded the throne, joined by a cloud of scrolls. Each pen was writing a different report under Twilight Sparkle's guidance. Legibility was somewhere between first-year grade schoolers and hoof painting. Further practice was obviously required, in the princess's opinion.
Spike! Hello? Can you hear me?
The noise of claws on crystal was joined by the clomp of hooves as Spike approached the throne. He was flanked by Captain Care Carrot. He pulled a scroll out of the sack he always held at his side, and pulled a feather pen from behind his ear.
Sorry I'm late. Care and I got lost somewhere around the second foyer.
Twilight blinked.
We only have one foyer.
Whatever that other big room is called then.
He tapped the pen against the paper.
Whenever you're ready.
Twilight smiled at Care.
Just a second, please.
Care nodded and stood at strict attention, which was distinctly offset by her flannel jacket and her loose turquoise mane.
Dear Mom,
Twilight Sparkle said,
I really need your help. No, it's not about money and it's not boy troubles. You can stop asking me about those.
Spike coughed into his fist.
Shut up, Spike. Instead, I need to ask you a question of great importance. Again. Where might I find the author of the Daring Do books? That means the life and death of a pony, not to mention the fate of the kingdom. Your help is appreciated. XOXO. With love, Twilight.
Spike rolled up the letter and burned it. It transformed into a plume of smoke that trailed out of the window and towards Canterlot. Twilight crossed her forelegs.
So, Care, I don't suppose you have a place to stay here in town?
Care grimaced.
No, Your Highness, I do not. Don't worry about it. We've got a guest room ready for you.
Twilight pulled up a scroll to her face, tried to read her own penmanship, and soon grew cross-eyed.
As a matter of fact, we've got tons of guest rooms. Dozens. Gazillions. We've got more rooms than I'll ever know what to do with.
Care lifted her head to view the high vaulted ceiling.
Princess Celestia managed,
she said with a grin, and Twilight laughed.
Good. So, it'll only take me 1,000 years to get used to this place. Excellent.
Spike burped a plume of green smoke, and Twilight caught the letter that materialized.
Thank you, Spike,
she said. She slit the letter open with a spell and read aloud.
Dear best princess, let it not be said that Twilight Velvet stood in the way of the fate of Equestria. You can actually find that silly author shulking around the Everfree Forest right about now, searching out some vaguely mystical butter knife. She'll be in close proximity to the palace of the Royal Pony Sisters. Give the princesses my best, and smack Yearling around for me. With love, best mom.
Twilight squinted at the bottom of the page.
P.S. Spike, make sure Twilight behaves. Love you too.
Spike polished his claws on his chest scales.
Best mom indeed.
Care's brow furrowed.
So we're heading to the Everfree? I'm heading to the Everfree,
Twilight Sparkle said.
You're getting settled in. Spike will—
Care took a step forward.
Hey, I joined up because I wanted to help. You are going to help.
Twilight touched her wingtip to Care's shoulder.
I'm not going after the assassin right now. No pony is. I'm just gonna grab some information.
Twilight tilted her horn at Spike.
Why don't you show her some of the landmarks around town? Help her get acclimated. I'll be back by the evening.
Spike flexed his arms.
You really should take me with you when you go to someplace dangerous. I can help now, you know.
I'm not saying that you can't, Spike,
Twilight said.
I'm just saying that, like Care, now isn't the time for those skills. Don't discount your gentle pony skills.
Spike shrugged.
I don't. Be safe.
Always.
Twilight nodded at Care before flying off. She exited through a high window, which closed shut after her. Care moaned deep in her throat.
I'm feeling a little second rate right now.
Welcome to the life of a sidekick.
Spike motioned towards the door.
Shall we?
Poor Care and Spike. They just want to get some stuff done, but sadly they gotta sit back and watch, and wait. Uncomfortably. Anyway, I'd love to give a very special thank you to my comforting donators. Top donator, Dash of Evergreen, Peter Coldhard, Dresden, Dosbo, RuneSlave9852, Courier Crew CI, Delta Omega, Ryan Dragonwolf, Dwight Cornell, Gaggy, Secret Moon, Tall Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Starlight Glimmer, David D. Sanchez, Trey, Pokekiller Zach, Soul Dragon, Dak Britton, Joe Piercy, Alex F., and Rainbow Dash. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.